Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for the Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady, made possible by Baker Orchards at Centuria. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Bob.
So cold out.
I handle winter pretty well, but it is cold out. Definitely. There is hope. So Dave was just talking about the longer days. And so we just had Imbolc, which is also known as Brigid's Day. And that is the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So we are more than halfway to the equinox. And as Dave's mentioning, we're gaining several minutes every day. And he commented that he doesn't notice it in the morning, but I'm noticing it's lighter in the morning when I need to get up, especially the weeks that I need to get Anthony to school. And the sunrise this morning was so gorgeous. So
it was.
It was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
And we've had a few
so
sunny
days.
So
was the moon.
Oh, the moon's been great. I think it's full on Sunday.
I think you're right.
So
your gal is on the line.
Good. Well, we're going to do a little bit of community calendar first, and then I will introduce my guest this month on Plant Rant. So first of all, I really want to reach out and offer my condolences to folks in Amory, to Bob Brace of Redbird Music Store, and Jessica Turtle, who was on back this fall and had opened up Natural Heritage Art Center. There was a fire started by some old electrical there, and there was just, it's really a lot of damage. So it's reaching out to them and people in our community, and I know that if, you know, there people can do things to help out if they want to. And then in our own town too, Amory here, with Farm Table moving out of their space, it sounds like they plan on doing something somewhere, and I it's purely hearsay. So, but Farm Table definitely offered, did some really great things here in town, and so hopefully we can look forward to them showing up somewhere else and doing their things. And then one other thing, so for community calendar, there's one thing that we will discuss with my guests, so I'll just wait on that. And then February 26th, Silver Creek Herbals is hosting the Planning Our Own Medicinal Garden, which Lisa and I talked about on January's Plant Rant. And that is Sunday the 26th from 11 to 1. It's $25. And it's the first of a three-part series. And you don't have to do all of them, but this one is the planning stage, which for us gardeners this time of year, if we can start planning, that is the best. It gives, again, we're back to that hope that spring will come and the growing season will be back. So without further ado, my guest this morning is Chelsea from Trap Rock Brewing Company, which if people aren't familiar, it's in the Industrial Park in St. Croix Falls. So good morning, Chelsea. Thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so excited. So Trap Rock Brewing is a production microbrewery, and your focus is mostly locally sourced ingredients. Is that correct?
We try to do locally sourced ingredients as we can, try to incorporate one locally in each of our blends. But sometimes we can't always achieve that, but we do make a point to try to do that. So, yeah.
I love it. And then when people go in, are they able to see what the ingredients are?
So most of our ingredients are listed in Untappd. So if you go to Untappd, it's actually an app you can have on your phone. It gives a full description of our beers. Otherwise, we have menus that have the descriptions as well.
The Untappd app. I like it.
Yeah. Fancy.
So what do you have on tap now if people wanted to
in? Two new ones. One that I'm really excited about that's so delicious is our Veteran Blend Pale Ale. So we, our brewer, Dan Campbell, he got some hops from Yakima Chief. And what they're doing is they pledged to donate up to $3 for every pound to the Hunter 7 organization that specializes in medical research and education, specifically on the post 9/11 veteran cohort. So it's a great beer, super balanced, a little bit hoppy, single hop American Pale Ale, honoring all of our veterans. So we're excited about that one. We also have the Whitetail Blonde, which is just a typical blonde ale. When people come in and ask for the lightest brew, that is typically what I get them. If they come in and say they want a Mick Golden or like a Coors Light, that's where I steer them, because it's a light beer, but it has a lot of flavor, and is a great transition from like making people test the waters a little bit into the craft beer zone. So that's always what I recommend. Our Monarch IPA is our flagship IPA. Its name is after a trophy elk, not a butterfly, which some people don't know. So that's always a good little fun fact. S'more of What is a pastry stout that has mallow and chocolate and graham, but then also a little bite at the end of some hop, which is delicious. Vanilla Porter, just your traditional Madagascar bourbon vanilla beans porter. Super dark, super rich, has a little coffee flavor to it. Delicious. Hookset Red is one of our most popular. It's American Red Ale, a little bit of hop of Simcoe and Amarillo, super delish. Honey Brown, super popular as well, with some locally sourced honey. Devil Chair, a Belgian double. I always say it wrong. It has a little bit of clove in it. So good, and it's named after the Devil Chair rock in Interstate Park. MC Hammer is our double IPA, also super duper popular. And then our Blood Orange Blonde is on tap. We will have all summer our Blueberry Blonde, which is our award winner. We won that at Brewfest. We won Osceola Brewfest. We got first place for that brew, and that will be on tap all summer, but we don't currently have it. So, and we also have beer on tap and raspberry lemonade seltzer as well, and a bunch of NA options now since Dry January was a thing. So,
and are you brewing your own NAs?
We are not yet. We actually just had our business meeting on Monday. We had a small discussion about it, since it seems to be a trend that's popping up for people kind of just stopping, not drinking as much, or just giving up alcohol altogether, but still wanting to come feel the vibe of a tap room and not have to, you know, consume alcohol. But so we have some really good NA options that I kind of handpicked to have in there, so that, and there's some hop water as well. But we have not yet brewed our own NA beer.
Okay, I have so many comments right now. So most recently about the NA, for people who don't drink, to be able to get a beer that has flavor and tastes good is such a gift, and rare, or had been rare. So I'm glad to hear that you have options, and it would be cool to explore. You brewing your own would be a great novelty to offer. About the names, great names. I love that you're honoring the Devil's Chair. And then when you were talking about the Veteran Pale Ale, I actually was getting chills when you were talking about that. What a great thing. And giving back to the community and helping people. I was reading your mission statement, and it said, to be passionate, to enjoy life, make an impact, and share a life, laugh. And then there was more. Our passion is our people, our patrons, our beer, and who we are. It's about helping the neighbors in the community by giving something back. So you can read that. I was reading that. But now to hear you talk about this Veterans Pale Ale, where you're actively finding an outlet and a way to do that, aside from just social community in the tap room.
Yeah, we try to cover all bases. I started the Outdoor Hops program 2 years ago, and it really took off last year. And it's just creating a community around exploring the outdoors, kind of showing everybody all the amazing things the River Valley has to offer, getting people to try new things, and building community around, like, being active. It's not just about the beer. It's about being active, trying new things, getting together, making new, we have so many people that have made new friends and connections through just the community at Trap Rock, that it's not just about the beer, but they go and they do things and they gather, and then they come and they, you know, share a glass, raise a glass, and it's pretty cool to see. I'm pretty lucky, that's for sure.
So tell us more about the Outdoor Hops program.
So the Outdoor Hops, I started last year. Alyssa Montana and I, she owned a yoga studio in Amory, and we kind of came up with the plan together, and now it's just kind of, it's grown exponentially. Our bike group, I had started our bike group 2 years ago, and we would just do Woolly Wednesdays. So we would ride the single track Woolly bike path in the summer every Wednesday. We gather as a group, and so last year it picked up a lot, and I had a lot of great people that were really promoting it heavily. My friend Cody was just like all about telling everyone, and so then it grew to about 20 people. We started doing field trips. We now go and do fun things on the weekends in the winter together. We have a running club and a walking club that's going to start up in the spring. We have a hiking club that's led by one of our beer tenders, Taya. She's also a teacher, and she volunteers her time to lead two hikes a month, so getting people outside on the trails. Brian's girlfriend, Lori, she leads the paddling group, so every other Wednesday in the summer, they meet down at the Lions Park, and they go paddle the river and go explore other sections and places as well. And then snowshoeing, we've got a couple of snowshoeing groups that have been led by Tyler. He's another patron of the brewery that just volunteers his time. So eventually going into cross-country skiing and other things, having bike clinics for people, and then doing yoga in the tap room as well so that people can come and do yoga in the lawn and in the summer. So just trying to get people to explore the area, try new things, have a guide to come out and show them where the trails are, and then, of course, drink beer afterwards.
I love it. How fun. And a lot of what I encourage on my program is just for people to get outside and enjoy nature. Yeah. And I love that you're offering year-round activities because people feel, they can feel isolated or not motivated. But if you have a group of people that you enjoy and it gets you out and just so much better for our mental health, especially this time of the year, if you can.
100%. And I will put a shameless plug in there, too, if there's anybody that's listening that has a special talent or wants to share. We do have it, like we have a rock climbing girl. She'll do rock climbing clinics 3-4 times a summer. So if anybody wants to share anything, their expertise, or definitely reach out to me. You can just reach out to me through the Trap Rock Brewing Facebook page. And I'm open to having any sort of event or, you know, if they want to lead a hike somewhere that's a cool place or lead a paddle, I am way open to anybody that is interested in doing so.
And I'm going to slip it in that Lisa from Silver Creek Herbals and I will be doing a plant ID walk, hopefully at some time this summer.
Absolutely.
And that I'll announce that on the community calendar at the beginning of the month when we get a date down.
Perfect.
So how do people get involved? So you're reaching out if people want to lead something, but say someone's listening, they're like, I want to go out and snowshoe with a group. So how do people get the information to get involved, to start participating?
Social media is where I go, is where I post everything. So Facebook is really kind of the main hub for the promotions, and Instagram as well. I know a lot of people also are not doing social media as much, which I love, but it also presents a small challenge. So I'm starting a newsletter that's going to launch in March. So if they go to our website, there's a spot that you can put your email in there, and then you'll get updates weekly about what's going on in the tap room, because we also have live music. We have a cheese camp coming up with a local cheesemaker. So we're always doing something. Typically, it's Facebook right now and Instagram, and then eventually will be a newsletter that can come out to you if you give us your email information.
So still an online format, but not necessarily with social media. And then do you post the events if people go to the tap room? Can they see advertisements there?
Yes, we have a list of events that is usually posted up there. Sometimes I have takeaway ones that you can take home and put on your fridge for, like, the stuff coming up for the month. So, yes, if you pop in the tap room, you'll be able to either we can make a copy for you or you can check out what's going on.
Well, that's great because you're offering a lot. So something someone could take home and stick on the fridge or with their calendar so they can reference it. I love that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I have the correct hours. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 4 to 9. Saturday 12 to 9.
My Facebook isn't updating that, but Wednesdays we are not open currently. That's only in the summer.
Okay.
I've updated 4 times on Facebook and it still doesn't do it.
I know how that goes.
But Thursday 4 to 9, Friday 4 to 9, Saturday is 12 to 9, and then Sunday is 12 to 6.
And you're in the industrial park in St. Croix Falls, so they would just turn right off on Highway 8 by the sign for the Legion?
Yep.
All right.
Right by KFC.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's a good marker for people. so they can go check it out. So speaking of events, I mentioned in the community calendar and reaching out about Natural Heritage Center. So you are helping them out by hosting their Rural Voices Spoken Word Open Mic Night this Saturday, correct?
Yes. We were in process communicating with them prior to their unfortunate incident, and they were gonna have us on tap. So super, super excited for them, and they were excited to support us. And so immediately when I found out what happened, I reached out and just said, please let us know what we can do. So they reached out and asked if they could have their open mic night if we at our establishment until they get up and running again. So we will be hosting that on Saturday. It starts, sign up is at 7:15. There's going to be 5 and 10 minute slots open. It's hosted by Kelly Green, and then they encourage everyone to time yourself at home. Practice makes perfect. So you bring your creative verbiage to the crowd. So one piece to share is enough, and coming to just kind of share whatever you want to share. The first event, I guess, was super successful and well-attended and really fun and different. So we're excited to be hosting for them.
Well, with Kelly Green involved, it's going to be great. He's a wonderful person. I've known him
for years. I like
anything
different in the tap room. I'm open to anything and everyone coming and sharing their time and talent. So I'm excited that I'm not excited because of circumstances, but I'm glad that we're able to help in some way. So.
Yes. How kid-friendly is the tap room?
So kid-friendly. Last night we had the Met Tune Trivia 90s edition, and there was a baby and two children and couple of dogs and kids sitting, you know, playing on their iPads with their parents, or one kids were playing Battleship. And so we're very family friendly, dog friendly. We encourage, it's a very lovely environment for families to come. We have a lot of families that just bring some food in, some snacks for the kids, because we welcome you to bring food in. We also have pizzas available from Hooligans and East Farmington as well. And so we encourage children, dogs, families, everything. In the summer, it's a great space. There's lots of grass. You can have a picnic, go for a bike ride, bring a blanket, hang out with the kids. We have root beer on tap and bags and all that stuff in the summer. So it's very family friendly.
Good. I'm thinking the open mic night might be a fun thing to attend. I've been to some other spoken words, and it's really fun. It's good, and people are so real and authentic and just showing up as themselves, and it's really lovely.
Absolutely. And we're also going to host a vinyl night as a fundraiser for the Redbird.
Oh, good.
So we're going to try to help Bob out. And we've got some people that are really into the vinyl and supported him. And so I just reached out to them yesterday to try to put something together so we can host a little vinyl night in the tap room to have people bring their records in and help raise some money to help those guys out. So
Chelsea, please call WPCA when you have a date for that event so that we can announce that on our community calendar. We do community calendar twice a day. We have vinyl hour. We have a huge collection here. That would be a great thing to reach out to our audience about when that happens. So please make sure to let me know and I can pass it on, or just call the station and give those dates to Luann.
Definitely, I will.
That is so fun. And then, okay, tell me more about Cheese Camp. Yum.
I'm so excited. Lisa is so amazing. She is she is the owner of Milk House. Right? And so she approached and came in, and we talked about it. She's part of our mountain bike group, so I know her. And so she said, what do you think if I did like a beer and cheese pairing? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm all over it. So she is a Wisconsin cheesemaker, licensed Wisconsin cheesemaker. And so she is going to come in and do a really thorough class on how to pair certain beer styles with certain cheeses. She's bringing all the ingredients. She's a cookbook author. She is so articulate, and she knows so much about cheese and is so passionate about cheese. It's phenomenal.
I've heard that we always think of wine and cheese,
right?
But I have heard that beer and cheese are as good, if not better, of a pair. And I mean, if you think about it, it's anyway, Germans and
so good. And the way that she does it is she does a typical, like what you think would, and then she switches it up and gives you something To pair with the cheese that completely to pair with the beer that completely blows your mind. So she came in and did like a little sampling with me, and I was like, yeah, it's a fun one, and it's February 11th. You have to pre-register. There's a link on our Facebook and an Eventbrite link as well. It's $60, and you kind of get some takeaways to go with that, and a beer, of course. And yeah, so it's right before Valentine's Day, so I'm kind of encouraging people, like, hey, that'd be kind of a cool, different thing to do with your Valentine, and or take yourself out on a date.
I was gonna say, can us singles come too? What's the time?
The time, it starts at 4 o'clock, and it's on Saturday, February 11th. There's only a few spots. It's limited. I think it's limited to 20 people. So first come, first serve. But starts at 4, goes till 6, and there'll be 7 to 8 different beers paired with 8 different Wisconsin cheeses, and then she'll have 8 additional tasting items to round out that kind of whole tasting experience. So,
wow, that sounds great. All of it, the beer, the cheese, and just the knowledge to be able to learn and just to try something new and different and taste all those different flavors and how, you know, one thing can bring out the flavor in another.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
So many things. Wow. So not just your outdoor hops program, but lots of stuff happening at the tap room.
Yes, always. And it's only February, so I get excited because we have live music too, and I'm just always trying to try new things to get people to come in and drink our beer. So,
is the live music mainly in the summer, or are you doing that in the winter as well?
So I do it in the winter as well. Typically twice a month I do it. We have a Appalachian fiddle band coming on the 18th, the Jugsbuggers. They come from 5 to 8. They're amazing. They're just three cute little guys that sit down. One has a bucket, and one has a fiddle, and one has a violin, and they just go to town, and they're super duper fun. They even do Prince covers, which I love. So,
Chelsea, this sounds so amazing. I even have Bob over here giving me like thumbs up and a big smile. So keep in contact with us so we can announce your events, because you've got a lot of great things happening. It's just good for you. Wow. Oh, and good for our community. Thanks for doing all this work, because it takes some time to put this together and build up those relationships in the community. And
I mean, they say it's work, but it doesn't really. Well,
do like what you love, right? And you'll never work a day in your life.
I mean, it kind of feels that way. I'm not going to lie. I like to pretend sometimes, but it's really fun. It's a lot of work, and it's a passion project for me, and something that I love. I love the community. I love St. Croix Falls. So I'm excited about all the things.
So how long is, go ahead.
Thank you for reaching out to me, by the way, because you have been very adamant. So, like, come on, we got to get you on. It's, you know, so I thank you for reminding me and having me on, because that's really nice.
Oh, I've only been bugging you since August, you know.
Right?
So Chelsea came out to the hop farm and helped one day and watched the whole process of the hop of during harvest time. So that was really fun We had a good time that day. So, and then I was bugging the other guys when they were at our brewer party, which was very early August. So, yeah, things sometimes take time, but that's okay. So,
absolutely,
you're here now, and perhaps I can have you on again. Yeah. How long has Trap Rock Brewing Company been around?
So we celebrated our fourth year in December. So 4 years. Started out. Just the two brewers, Dan and Jason, and then Brian, who's, they're all owners, Brian's main owner, and they were brewing beer and doing the thing, and it was just the boys running the show, and then I started beer tending just for fun one day a week, and then when I, my job, they offered me a full-time job to help build the business, so I said yes.
So were you an events planner before this?
I worked for the Girl Scouts for 15 years, so I was a volunteer director. So I ran events for programs for girls at camp and trained volunteers and ran programs for volunteers. So I kind of had a little bit, but not a marketing degree or anything like that. But so it was pretty new to me, but I had that kind of event thing in my lane for about 15 years. So
wow. You are so amazing. I mean, I've liked you since we met, but the more I'm getting to know about you, it's like, this is, wow.
They're very sweet.
Well, and that explains, too, why you're so great at doing all of these outdoor things. Because, I mean, that's a lot of the Girl Scouts, too, right? Like getting outside and doing things and learning and being empowered. Like, activities aren't gender specific, you know. It's
exactly.
My latest thing is I started shooting archery, and I am so addicted, and I am absolutely loving it.
I love it. We should do it. I have a bow that I started when COVID hit because I thought I was going to have to, like, get my own food and put in my freezer.
Right.
We should shoot sometime together because it's been a long time. That thing has so much dust on it. That's awesome that you're doing that.
I will reach out to you, not on the air, and we will line something up for that. So lots of dates. So this Saturday, Rural Voices Spoken Word, 7:15 to sign up if you want to speak. And of course, you can just come and enjoy. This will be a great, come participate. It's going to help Natural Heritage Arts Center too, that they can, you know, they're, Jessica's all about community as well. So it's, a community doesn't always have to have a space or a container. So Natural Heritage Arts Center can have their event, and great for you for reaching out and for them to receive that gift and say, yeah, there is something you can do. We can, we'll do this here. And I love it. And then, so that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then February 11th, 4 to 6 p.m. for the Cheese Camp, which you'll want to sign up ahead of time, limited spots.
And the next Thursday.
Beer and wine.
And the whole month we have Name That Tune Trivia on Thursday night, which has been super fun and very entertaining. And we pack the house. So it's a really, really good time. I place little clips of music, and we have three rounds of nine songs, and you have to guess the artist and the name of the song. We had 80s hair band. Last night was 90s rock, and then now the whoever gets third place gets to pick the next genre. So it's going to be country music from 2000 and down. So
I would have loved, I would have rocked that. No pun intended. I would have rocked that 80s hair band night.
Oh, I mean, we had so much fun. I mean, I might just start doing just 80s hair bands because everyone had so much fun.
Heck
so,
yes.
But yeah, it's a fun, different trivia. It seems to spur up a lot of memories for people, and they start dancing and everybody starts telling stories. So it's a pretty good time.
I just love you're doing so much with music. I mean, I had you on, you know, Beer is Made with Hops that comes from plants, and you do all these outdoor activities, which fits in with the Plant Rant theme, but really for cross promotion with our radio station and what we do and how much we love music, that you have so much going on with music is great as well.
Yeah, all good stuff. It's fun.
So, and the music trivia night is Thursdays, and then what time do people need to be there for that?
It starts at 6, and so people usually come in about 5:30, grab a pizza, have a seat, grab a beer, and then we start usually around 6.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so much fun.
It goes to like 7. It's so fun. We had so much fun last night. So, yeah, it's a good time.
It goes until when?
About 7:30, 8 o'clock, we usually wrap it up. So okay. About 2 hours.
So people can get home and still get a good night's sleep.
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners? Anything else that you want to let people know?
If there's any local musicians that are wanting to get their feet wet or, like, wanting to find a stage to, even on an off night or something on a Sunday to do a little acoustic, something to kind of get their wiggles out. I'm very open to having any kind of local musicians come in, kind of get their bearings. We're a small tap room. We're built from the ground up. We don't want to be a flash in the pan. We're very community focused. So we really appreciate every single one of our customers. Our beer tenders are trained to greet everyone with a smile and ask how their day is. We know our people that come into the tap room. So we really want to continue to promote that's the vibe that we have in there, and it's family friendly and it's dog friendly, and there's lots of hugs that go with the beer sometimes, and it's just a really great environment. So we appreciate every single one of our customers and the support from the community and people like you guys, you know, offering to support our events and promote us and get us out there so we can get the word out about Trap Rock, because we just want to keep growing. So
I love it. I love everything that you've shared today, and I know there's so much more. We are running out of time. So Chelsea, okay. Trap Rock Brewing Company, thank you so much. And folks, I hope you get out and participate in their events, whether it's in the tap room or outdoors, getting some good activities. And then we'll keep our audience posted on your events as we find out about them. So, all right, everyone, thank you. And thank you to Baker Orchard for supporting Plant Rant.